Welcome to the Meditation Minis Podcast, mind-shifting meditations to help you feel better fast, with your host, hypnotist Shel Hamilton.
Have you ever thought that it would be great to be able to have more energy, or to transition from work into home in the evening and actually have energy for your family or be in a better frame of mind? Today's meditation practice is going to support you in doing that. And here's the thing, energy really is a choice. I know that it can feel like that's not true, but that's just because you haven't had the experience yet. Perhaps that shows you that choosing energy really is a choice. And the more you practice choosing it, the stronger that ability gets until you find yourself able to have energy and enthusiasm in such a great quantity that it truly is transformative in your life. Today's episode is focusing all on that, but remember, it's a practice. And so the more you do it, the better you're going to get at it. This episode is brought to you by ZipRecruiter. Hiring? Every business needs great people and a better way to find them. Something better than posting your job online and just praying for the right people to see it. ZipRecruiter knew there was a smarter way, so they built a platform that finds the right job candidates for you. ZipRecruiter learns what you're looking for, they identify people with the right experience, and invite them to apply to your job. In fact, 80% of employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site in just one day. The right candidates are out there. ZipRecruiter is how you find them. And right now, my listeners can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/minis. That's ZipRecruiter.com/minis. ZipRecruiter.com/minis. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And as you close your eyes and make yourself comfortable in your chair, I'd like you on your first deep, slow breath in to mentally give yourself permission to relax by simply saying in your mind, I give myself permission to relax. And then following that with two more slow, deep breaths in and out as you turn your attention inward and imagine what it would be like if all of the muscles of your body were to begin to become loose and limp, like pieces of wet spaghetti pasta just hanging on the bones. What would that look like and feel like if all of the muscles of your legs were to become loose and limp like pieces of wet pasta spaghetti? If all the muscles of your arms and back and neck were to become loose and limp, just wiggling on the bones like pieces of wet spaghetti. And I know it's a funny picture, but just imagine what that would look like and feel like. All of the muscles of your body becoming loose and limp and wiggly like pieces of wet spaghetti pasta hanging on the bones. As you continue to breathe and be, isn't it interesting how much more comfortable your body has already become? yourself now in that transition time between work and home or school and home. A time in your day when you're transitioning and you think it would be so nice to have extra energy in those upcoming moments. Maybe you're driving in your car, maybe you're on the subway, perhaps you're walking into your house. What would it look like and feel like if in those moments you could step into energy just because you choose it? Imagine what that would look like and feel like. See yourself stepping into a new you who's energized and refreshed as you transition from one place to the next. Now, you may find it helpful to give yourself permission during the transition time to chill out for a bit, or maybe it would be more helpful to listen to some upbeat music. You get to play with this, both in your mind now, as well as in your life, to try on different ways of being, different actions that are outside of the ones that you have been doing, like going and trying on new outfits, new colors, new styles, until you find some things that feel good. And how many times when it comes to clothing have we seen a new style of pants or top and think, oh, that's not for me. What were they thinking bringing that style in? And then months or even a year later, you find yourself wearing that style and enjoying it. And perhaps, too, this idea of choosing energy is just like that. It may seem impossible or foreign or strange at first, but then as you practice it, it just becomes more and more of what you can do easily and effortlessly, and then it feels like home to you to be able to step into it. And so, taking this time here now in your mind to imagine yourself in that state of stepping into a pile of energy anytime you want, choose, or need. Picture those two or three places in your life right now where having more energy available to you would really shift some things in your life. Picture yourself over and over again now in your mind, just choosing, like you're stepping into a force field, an energy field. Maybe you hear music in your mind. And here's the thing, you get to play pretend. And if there's a voice inside your mind that says, oh, this isn't real, oh, you're faking it, tell that voice, cool, I'm okay with that. Let's play pretend like we did when we were little kids. And little kids playing pretend have the ability to actually really feel as though they are that superhero in that moment, but at the same time, they know that they're just a little kid, but they feel that new way of being in their very bones. And so know, you actually have this ability. You've experienced it in your life as a little kid, able to just step into and wholeheartedly pretend to such a degree that it becomes real. And we're just talking energy, stepping into it, creating it, choosing it. And that feels good. and see yourself in that situation once again, stepping into choosing energy and having that energy available to you. And later on today, when you practice this in your real life, you may find that you get to re-choose that state of energized being over and over again, and that's okay. Like going to the gym, it will get easier, it will feel more natural, and you will get stronger at doing it. So stop, take a deep breath, and see yourself choosing to step into, to flow through you, that state of energy, excitement, enthusiasm, connection in your life each and every day in more and more growing and powerful ways. Thank you so much for spending some of your day with me today. I'm Shel Hamilton. You are listening to the Meditation Minis Podcast. If you enjoyed the practice of this episode and would like to learn more little tricks like this, join me in Columbus, Ohio in April. Early bird tickets are still available. The price will be increasing soon. So come on over to shellhamilton.com, look at all of the details, and grab your early bird tickets now. Come hang out with me for 3 days together in Columbus, Ohio. It's going to be an intimate setting. It's not me like up on a stage. I'm going to be in the room with you face to face for the Emotional Detox Weekend Workshop in Columbus, Ohio. Come let go of the stuff that's been holding you back, clear it out, and develop that sense of excitement and enthusiasm and clarity and energy for your life again. Reawaken that magic inside of you. Join me in Columbus in April. Go to shellhamilton.com for all of the details, and have a wonderful week.
This has been a Calm Clear Now Network production. Executive producer Shel Hamilton. To discover more meditation, visualization, and affirmation podcasts like this one, visit calmclearnow.com.